The morning's almost over, but not before a second cup of the morning blend. Here's David and Brenda.
Well, David, you were just talking about this unusual weather. You know, when we started the show this morning, we could see the valley with a little bit of fog. It seems like it is creeping up the hill here a little bit. We can't see quite as much. Going to be a weird weather week.
Yeah, it is. Going to be, again, that wintry mix of possibility. I was looking at the road cams, too, up in the Cascades.
Yeah.
Pretty snowy up there
today. Is it really?
So, yeah, if you're planning a trip across the mountains today, be prepared. Have your snow tires ready, your chains ready, because you're gonna get into it for sure.
My daughter, who was home from college for the weekend, actually she was able to stretch it for the whole week. She was heading home yesterday from the holiday, just straight up I-5 up to Lacey. What normally takes about an hour and 40 minutes, it was like 2 hours and 45 minutes. She said traffic was incredibly thick going all the way up home. So, but it is that time of year. Now we're through Thanksgiving. And of course, this first weekend right after Thanksgiving, it's the first Sunday of Advent. So it's always fun. I mean, as a kid, don't you remember watching those candles every week?
Yeah.
And you knew, oh, they get to that pink candle, we're really close. And then before you know it, it's the fourth week of Advent. Now, it is stretched a little bit because the fourth weekend of Advent is in December. And then it's a whole nother week until Christmas, because Christmas falls on a Sunday this year.
That's right.
So we've got really four very long weeks to get ready. So, you know, we talk about Advent a lot here at Mater Dei Radio, and we're trying to help us have kind of a holy Advent season, right? And try to do the things that we are asked to. It's a little bit like Lent, but definitely doesn't have quite the penitent feel.
Right. Or it's not as long, actually, four weeks.
Four weeks, that's it.
Yeah, but still a very beautiful time of year. And you know who also thinks it's a beautiful time of year?
Who?
Pope Francis.
Does he?
He has tweeted the day today about Advent.
Communication in the church has come a long way. First, monks had to transcribe the Bible by hand. Then came the Gutenberg press. And now, there's Twitter. It's the Pope's tweet of the day.
Here is Pope Francis' tweet of the day. Season of Advent. Let us be shaken out of our torpor to recognize God's presence in daily situations. If we are unaware of his coming today, we will also be unprepared when he arrives at the end of time. Let us remain vigilant.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
There is something just so beautiful about the Advent season, that time of preparation. You can prepare the hearth. Remember, get your house really prepared. But I think it's also a call to get our interior home, our heart prepared for the incarnation, for this Christmas season. So there's lots of ways that we can do that. You know, we've been talking about the different events that are happening around the area. Many churches offer missions, like they do during the Lenten season.
Mm-hmm.
They offer a Advent one. It has a little bit different feel, but it's all about preparation.
Right.
And there's just such a great variety. And of course, there's even that wonderful men's conference that's coming up that you heard about. So go to Mater Dei Radio's community calendar, because I think that it'll be a great resource to find those special events that are happening. You're also going to probably see a few of those holiday bazaars that you can support local artisans and buy their gifts and things like that. Of course, we've been talking about the Grotto's Festival of Lights. I think we go every year.
Yeah.
I mean, we really do, especially since we've had kids in high school. It seems that all along we've always had somebody to go see in the choir. So that's going to be the case this year, too, as we get a few weeks in. Heritage High School in Vancouver is going to be singing down there. So
nice.
We have a good friend and her family. They'll be all down there to watch that. So I love going to the Grotto.
It's beautiful. Yeah, when my daughter was in Jesuit High School's choir several years, we went to the Festival of Lights to watch Jesuit perform. And again, just beautiful.
You never grow tired of going to the Grotto. You don't. So if you think, oh, I went last year, we don't need to see it again. Yeah, you do. Because it's just such a beautiful and inspiring evening. Time with the family. If you've got teenagers, just put it on their calendar saying, we're going.
Yeah.
And yeah, puts their phones away for an evening just to be with the family. We usually pair it with a dinner out. And then
that's a good idea.
We go to dinner and then go over to the grotto. You need to have a full belly because it's typically cold and wet at the grotto.
If you're with us at the very start of the show, our 7:10 interview segment was with singer-songwriter Sarah Kroeger, who you hear on our air all the time, her music. And she's doing an Advent mission this Thursday.
See, David, I think this is a mission that's right up your alley because she shares her story so beautifully, inspiring, and throughout intermixes beautiful worship music.
That's right. She said she has her full band with her as well.
Really?
If you didn't hear it, again, that's going to be this Thursday, 7 o'clock at St. Pius X Catholic Church, Northwest Portland on Salzman Road. So it's kind of Beaverton, Portland area.
Yeah.
But if you've never been to St. Pius X, it's a big church too. If you've never been there. Yeah, very, very big church. So big parking lot. So yeah, you know, if you want to go on December 1st, this Thursday, plenty of parking. You'll certainly enjoy seeing Sarah Kroeger perform, talk, part of her mission. She said her husband's going to do an Advent reflection as well. So it should be a very good show. Also wanted to call our attention to our website.
Yeah.
So if you go to materdayradio.com, right on the front page, Advent Resources. So you click on that, and it gives you a wide variety of Advent resources. Of course, you can also do this through the Hail Mary Media app. We have Advent prayers on the app, but we also have, if you didn't get one in the mail over the last couple of days, we have this beautiful Marian Feast Day calendar, the 2023 Marian Feast Day calendar. We've done this the last couple of years. It's kind of our gift to you. It's a beautiful card, some great imagery on it. Then it's got all the Marian feast days listed out on the card. And if you didn't get it in the mail, you can download it on our website so you can print it out.
You should definitely print that out. I have a few of them. I think we keep one on our refrigerator, and then I keep one in my purse or somewhere where I'm accessing that all the time. And then I think the good deacon, he keeps one in his Liturgy of the Hours all the time, too. Kind of a big bookmark to remind him of these Marian feast days. Again, download that. Or if you didn't get one, you want to receive one of the card versions that we mailed out. I think if you contact Deb, she'll be able to get one to you in the mail also. So just another way that we can here at Mater Dei Radio walk with you this Advent season. Download the Hail Mary Media app too. You can set that up to remind you of the different prayers that we're offering during the Advent season. Some special novenas. Sister Miriam Heidlin, her video series on Behold. That's also going to be available to you on the app. So why not download that today? And we hope you enjoyed today's Advent Second Cup.